Rache, German for revenge. She could be trying to tell us something.
Thank you for your input.
She's German.
Of course she's not. She's from out of town, though. Intended to stay in London for one night before returning home to Cardiff. So far, so obvious.
Sorry, obvious? What about the message,
Dr. Watson, what do you think?
Of the message?
Of the body, you're a medical man.
Well, no, we have a whole team right outside.
They won't work with me.
I'm breaking every rule letting you in here.
Yes, because you need me.
Yes, I do. God help me.
Dr. Watson.
I'll do as he says, help yourself.
Anderson, keep everyone out for a couple of minutes.
Well,
what am I doing here?
Helping me make a point.
I'm supposed to be helping you pay the rent.
Yeah, well, this is more fun.
Fun? There's a woman lying dead.
Perfectly sound analysis, but I was hoping you'd go deeper.
Asphyxiation, probably. Passed out, choked on her own vomit. Can't smell any alcohol on her. It could have been a seizure. Possibly drugs.
You know what it was. You've read the papers.
Well, she's one of the suicides, the four.
Shut up. 2 minutes, I said. I'll need anything you got.
Victim is in her late 30s. Professional person going by her clothes and guessing something in the media, going by the frankly alarming shade of pink. Travelled from Cardiff today, intending to stay in London for one night. It's obvious from the size of her suitcase.
Suitcase?
Suitcase, yes. Yeah. She's been married for at least 10 years. But not happily. She's had a string of lovers, but none of them knew she was married.
Oh, for God's sake, if you're just making this up...
Her wedding ring. 10 years old, at least. The rest of her jewellery has been regularly cleaned, but not her wedding ring. State of her marriage, right there. The inside of the ring is shinier than the outside. That means it's regularly removed. The only polishing it gets is when she works it off her finger. It's not for work. Look at her nails. She doesn't work with her hands. So what, or rather, who does she remove her rings for? Clearly not one lover. She'd never sustain the fiction of being single over that amount of time, so more likely a string of them. Simple.
It's brilliant. Sorry.
Cardiff?
It's obvious, isn't it?
It's not obvious to me.
Dear God, what is it like in your funny little brains? It must be so boring. Her coat is slightly damp. She's been in heavy rain in the last few hours. No rain anywhere in London in that time. Under her coat collar is damp too. She's turned it up against the wind. She's got an umbrella in her left-hand pocket, but it's dry and unused. Not just wind, strong wind. Too strong to use her umbrella. We know from her suitcase that she was intending to stay overnight, so she must have come a decent distance, but she can't have travelled more than 2 or 3 hours because her coat still hasn't dried. So, where has there been heavy rain and strong wind within the radius of that travel time? Cardiff.
It's fantastic.
Do you know you do that out loud?
Sorry, I'll shut up.
No, it's fine.
Why do you keep saying suitcase?
Yes, where is it? She must have had a phone or an organiser. Find out who Rachel is.
She was writing Rachel?
No, she was leaving an angry note in German. Of course she was writing Rachel. No other word it can be. Question is, why did she wait until she was dying to write it?
So how do you know she had a suitcase?
Back of her right leg, tiny splash marks on the heel and calf, not present on the left. She was dragging a wheeled suitcase behind her with her right hand. Don't get that splash pattern any other way. Smallish case, going by this spread. Case that size, woman this close, conscious. Could only be an overnight bag, so we know she was staying one night. Now, where is it? What have you done with it?
There wasn't a case.